Hi, this is Joachim Kanz, the singer of Hammerfall, and you're watching CMS TV.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of Chris Aiken Presents. I am Chris Aiken. That dude right there, it's Eric Ferrantinos. Eric, it's been a long, long time since I've seen you. How you doing?
Can't write a whole 4 hours, right?
No, like two.
Two. It's felt like nine.
Is it four? I don't even know. It feels like it was no time ago. For those that don't know, Eric joined me on Seth Williams' show today, and wow, that was quite the conversation, dude. That was so much fun.
I got so riled up. At one point, I was gargling. I was so excited. I was like,
dude, but I'm going to tell you straight up, man. I don't even care what I believe. It doesn't matter to me. What was making me laugh was watching the fucking chat room.
Right.
And there were so many people, and for people that did not check it out, we were talking about if the moon landing app actually happened or not. And if you want to find out Eric's opinion, you can go over and watch it. But
right.
Let's just say that the audience was 50-50. They either loved Eric, and I got a lot of messages that said, best show ever. And then I got as many that were like, this dude's fucking crazy.
This guy's bonkers.
He's insane, man.
Well, I'll tell you this. Everyone in my personal life thinks I'm totally bonkers. There isn't anybody that is related to me or works with me or anything that believes anything that I do. They all think it's ridiculous. So,
right.
My opinions don't reflect that of anybody else's.
They're just. I love it. See, here's where I get lost with people. Again, I said this on the show, I'm not buying all of it. I mean, I would have to really dig into it, which I know I'm never going to do. You know, to me, it's a passing interest because I really don't care if we faked it or not. I ain't going, so I don't give a shit. You know, that's really how it plays to my head. That being said, what makes me the most crazy or laugh at people or whatever, however you want to put it, is the fact that people can listen to somebody have an opinion and be so riled up about it, no matter what it is. You know, people sitting there, he's crazy. Well, it's not like you were saying, and then the magic dust got spread and then it happened. You know, it's not like you did that. You were actually, whether you believe it or not, you were actually saying, here's a fact, here's a date, here's a picture, look at this. Here's the study. Here's the guy that did the study. Here's the guy that did. I mean, you were throwing out factual things that people could look up or not look up.
Right.
And still half of the crowd was like, fucking kooky. Of course we landed on the moon. Okay, well, of course.
We've been conditioned our whole lives to accept that, you know, and that's fine. It's understandable. Yeah. It's hard to break away from that conditioning.
Well, and that's really where I laugh is people are conditioned to not believe anything but what they think.
Right.
No, the what do we used to call that? Critical thinking?
Mm-hmm. Out the window.
There's no critical thinking anymore. It's either you believe what I think or you're a moron. Mm-hmm. And that's just, look, I don't necessarily believe it, but I'll sit and listen to it and I'll.
Yep.
Make evaluations. I've changed my evaluations on things before. I'm not as positive as I used to be that the world is a big old round ball.
Right.
Shaped like a basketball.
That's when we get super far out. But even, you know, in pop culture, think about like all the TV shows and movies that have joked around about the moon missions being faked on a movie set. They've been pointing that out for so long. Going back to like the James Bond movies where he's getting chased and next thing you know, they're was it Moonraker, one of those ones where he runs breaks into the set of right. a thing. Just last night I was watching a movie that had Seinfeld in it, Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay.
It was called Unfrosted.
Okay.
It was on Netflix. It's like a new Netflix movie that kind of jokes back to the cereal wars between Post and the other company that makes all the cereals,
General Mills.
Yeah, something like that. And it was just kind of a spoof on all that and the wars going on and the different products. And it was actually based around the creation of Pop-Tarts or something.
Okay.
But it's Melissa McCarthy's in it also. And she, in her part in this, she's somebody who's trying to come up with foods for NASA.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Jerry Seinfeld comes up at one point. He's like, nobody's going to the moon. You can't go to the moon, you know, and you see her and the astronauts are on a movie set behind her and they're doing their thing. And she's trying to squeeze Pop-Tarts into a toothpaste, you know, thing for them.
Right.
And, you know, this kind of stuff, they've been joking about this for years. You see it all the time. Mm-hmm. I've seen it on Family Guy, where they've done bits where all of a sudden somebody sees one of the astronauts at a bar. He's like, hey, what are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be? And the guy just beats the shit out of him and runs away. Did you ever see that one?
I haven't.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's so many examples of this. It's like the biggest joke in Hollywood. They've all made fun of this, that it was filmed on a movie set. And they're not spoofing the conspiracy people. They're just spoofing how dumb it all is, you know, really. But some people pick up on it, some don't.
Hold on. I forgot to add Rumble. Sorry, folks. Got to add the Rumble. Here we go. It should be live here in a minute on the Rumble. I got to have our Rumble people, man. They're the most anxious to see us.
I know. Chris is definitely tired if he forgot to add Rumble.
I really did. And I set it up, but I just didn't add it to the StreamYard, but it should be kicking in any minute now, but so yeah, dude, busy weekend last weekend. You know, obviously was the big holiday, Mother's Day. I'll let you start. What did you do with your mom?
Well, you know, the plans got totally changed with my mom.
Okay.
Who's very and you know, she's I think 76 now.
Okay.
She looks great lately, by the way. She's lost a ton of weight. Looks fantastic. I had to hit her up about a week ago because I hadn't heard anything about Mother's Day.
Okay.
And she ended up telling me that my sister was going up to see my nieces up at their college or something, and Mother's Day was basically going to be postponed. And I go, well, what are you doing Sunday? You know, we'll host you over here at the Beach Mansion West.
Yeah. Right.
I'll cook for you here. And she ended up agreeing to that, but then she said, but you know, I don't want you to cook. She's like, you know what I really want is In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, okay.
It's like In-N-Out Burger, huh? I'm like, okay. So I figured she meant like, we'll go, I'll go pick up the In-N-Out Burger and bring it back to the house or something. We'll just hang out if that's what she really wants. That's
sure.
Like, oh, okay. But no, my mom can change her mind completely about even showing up to something. You know, that's sure. Like, she has like a 50-50 probably, you know, show rate. So I checked with her that morning. I was like, hey, you still coming at 2:00? She had picked the time. 2:00 on Mother's Day. I was okay. Don't hear from her for like 4 hours. You know, it's like probably like 12:30 or 1 at this point. I'm like heating up pizza because I'm going, she ain't, I don't think she's gonna come.
Right.
She's gonna head up. And then she gets back to me and she tried to call and I missed it. And then she called again. I called her back. She answered. And I feel bad because I'm the kind of guy who, like, I need time to mentally prepare for anything. You know, I don't like stuff sprung on me. I need like time to know how it's going to go down and whatever. I'm not good at changing on the fly. I never was.
Sure.
And she goes, hey, you know, it's Mother's Day. And I just feel like In-N-Out Burger feels kind of like, that's not cool to do to somebody on Mother's Day.
Right.
I'm like, what? I'm like, that was your idea. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, this is the kind of gaslighting shit, you know, but people with parents like understand you know, how weird they can get or
be, oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But, and I'm like quickly becoming the a-hole here, you know what I mean? Because I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, you wanted that. Like, cause it made it sound like I'm a cheap ass that would, you know, want to give my mom In-N-Out burger on Mother's Day. You know what I mean?
Dude, you have no idea how we live in the same Mother's Day, but go ahead. Go ahead.
So I'm like, wait a second. Okay. Well, I didn't want to do that anyway. She's like, yeah. So what I'd like to do is, and she goes, come to meet us at Taiwan-on, which is like Thai food, like Taiwan-on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, like, first thing I'm thinking is drinks. This is drinks. This is, you know, paying for like multiple people, her, my stepdad, mm-hmm. Susan, me. I'm like, oh, this is starting to be, because I want to treat my mom like I hadn't got her something. Like I was
right.
The treat was going to be, we're going to have flowers, balloons here, clean up our place. And like, I was either going to cook for her or whatever she wanted, go get that stuff and hang out here for a few hours. And, you know, it turns out she got changed her mind on that. Wanted to go to this place that was like 100 feet from her place, you know, which is, it takes like 30 something minutes just to get out to where she is. And she's like, well, come out right now. And this was at like 1:30. There's no way we could even get there in time. And now I'm starting to have my blood pressure start to skyrocket. You know what I mean? I'm like, what, when, now? Like, I didn't even think I was going to hear from you. Like, I'm eating a piece of pizza right now. Like,
right.
Talking about. So, well, whatever you want. And I'm like, whatever
oh,
I want. Like,
whatever you what want.
I'm like, oh. So I had to like reel it in. Cause like afterwards, like, you know, I always bounce my opinions back. Well, this will tie another story in later with you and I, but like, you know, my girl let me know that, hey, you know, you're being kind of a dick about it. It's Mother's Day. You should just roll with whatever it is. And of course I was going to do that, but mm-hmm. you know, I want to treat her, whatever it was, but I was doing what was more economical for me, which would have been cooking for everyone here. Is this four
sure.
plus people, you know, and whatever that, and In-N-Out was fine. That was still within the thing, but you know, going somewhere and going out for a whole dinner and drinks. Like, I, you know, honestly, even though I'm like 51, that's like, I'm still like a child. I'm like a man child that doesn't really like.
You're like, all right, quick math, $200.
Yeah, okay, totally. I'm like, okay, this just doubled my butt. And now you somehow made me yeah. think that I'm a cheap ass. You're chumping right. me out. You're chumping me out yeah. here. I'm like, that's fine. We'll meet. That's fine.
Yeah. In your head, you're like, it's $30 with the balloons and everything. If she yeah, comes yeah. here, it's $200 if I got to leave my house. I know which one I want to do.
Well, you know, in my defense, you know, I cook a nice spread and I'd have appetizer.
Sure.
But I got to thinking, because the last couple of times she came over, she was like, no, don't cook a bunch of food. Don't do this. And I'm thinking, does she not like my food? Like, I'm sorry to overthink it, right? I'm like, I'm right. feeling like she doesn't want me, keep saying she doesn't want me to cook. You know, we're of a family of cooks, you know. She's my Italian mother, a Greek mother, and you know, she cooks all the time. I mean, when I had my own place for 16 years, it was like a total dirtbag apartment. Nobody came there. Right. I would always go to their places. And my sister's the same way. Like, she has a great house and everything, but I mean, she doesn't take us all to a restaurant. I mean, her husband has a great job, but they do an amazing spread at their house. They do like a Mother's Day brunch or whatever, you know. But anyways, I was like, hey, you know what? It's time. I'm like, I'll take spring for everybody. You know, whatever. Sure. I'm at a better point in my life. So uh-huh. I agreed, and we end up going to this place, and it was Thai food. It was all right. But at some point, I guess they had gift cards for there.
Okay.
So even though I had said, look, it's my treat tonight and whatever, my mom still like snuck off. And
I hate when moms do that.
Right. And then things got worse, because when they did find them bring the bill, oh yeah, we bring bill and with the discount, with that gift card, you know, they come in.
Oh my God. Like,
what's going on here? And then they brought some other customer's credit card and bill. And I'm like, what is happening here? What's going on? And there was like a big just confusion. It was so embarrassing right. and whatever. And I, you know, at the end of the day, I'm actually like, that was sweet of them to do that. It wasn't as much damage for me, you know, whatever. And I just paid the tip as if I paid the whole amount. I gave a decent tip and whatever. They had a band playing there that was terrible. It was like a band out of a Portlandia episode.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever watched that yeah, show. Yeah. But the one guitar player looked totally like the main dude from Portlandia when he plays one character that's got the long straight hair.
Right.
He looked like that with the guitar, and had this other guy. They were playing just like terrible, like old, not jazz, but like pop standards and okay. like Major Tom and like and like guitar, and one of them was singing and it was terrible, and my mom was loving it. Like, she went up and then they got on the mic and they're like, oh, it's always the sexiest lady in the place that comes up and recognize. Like, whoa, calm down. But you know, they started getting some drinks and stuff, and you know, my mom, we're so much alike, you know what I mean? We both have our own opinions and we're loud and, you know, embarrassing. And you know, my poor girlfriend, she was like kind of embarrassed towards the end a little bit, but it ended up being fun. I took a cool photo with my mom and posted it out front of the restaurant,
right?
And that was that. But yeah, I basically, even though they love me, we all love each other, there was a little emasculating in a way. It's like,
right,
to have the plans changed, and then, you know, and then they still went underneath anyway with this cool thing, and it effed up my whole, like, that was my present.
Sure.
So, anyway, dude, what happened with you?
I have been, first, before I even tell what happened with me, I've been there with my mom. Now, for people who don't know, I own a few businesses. Am I a millionaire? No. But do I do pretty good? Yes.
Right.
My brother is a straight up millionaire. He has done extremely well. He hit the lottery on life. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he's done extremely, extremely well. Lives in the nice part of San Diego. And I don't mean just the beach mansion west there. Right. I mean, you know, the place where the poor people live, starting at $5 million a house. You know, that's where my brother lives. He lives in the good area out there. But every time me and my mom and my brother get together, because, you know, we don't get together that often now because my brother's in San Diego.
Right.
Every time we get together, my mom picks the restaurant. We always ask my mom where she want to go. Mm-hmm. She picks the restaurant. Me and my brother go. Me and my brother do okay. She always shows up with a fucking coupon.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. We'll order the food. You know, nobody's looking at the bill, worrying about what we're getting or whatever. And then my mom will be like, I got this 10% off. Mom, just put it in your pocket. We can handle it. Right. I can handle that extra $12. Okay? Just relax. You know, it's like, oh, come on. But yeah, I deal with that too. It's that's what parents do, I guess. But on to Mother's Day. I think I officially get the award for being the biggest piece of shit on Mother's Day.
Oh, no. What happened?
So last week, my mom was in Spain. She was my niece lives in Spain. My mom went to visit my niece. Now, backtrack a week and a half, I asked my mom, I said, when are you leaving? When are you coming back? You know. From you know, just even not even thinking about the holiday, but just more thinking about, I like to know where my mom is. You know, my dad passed away. She's living by herself. You know, I sort of keep tabs in case she ever needs anything or whatever, right?
Yeah.
She says, I don't know when I'm coming back exactly. I might stay 10 days. I might stay 15. I might stay 3 weeks. That's literally what she said to me. Okay. Well, text me when you're coming back.
Right.
Okay. I get a text Saturday morning. I'm back. I'm back from Spain. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me with this? Meanwhile, as we talked about on the other show before you came on, I turned my car in to get fixed, to get a new transmission.
Yes.
So now I don't have a car. You know, and I would have held off until Mother's Day or rented a car or something had I known my mom was going to be back.
Right.
So that I could take her to dinner for Mother's Day.
Yes.
So my wonderful son that I am, Mother's Day, was nothing more than a text that said, Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Oh.
Because I couldn't do anything. There was nothing right for me to do other than, hey, Mom, I'd like to take you to Mother's Day dinner. Can you pick me up? Oh, and that's horrible.
She couldn't make it to like your place. You couldn't do something there necessarily.
I could have, I guess, but you know, I was so frustrated by the whole stupid thing that it was like, she knows I'll just make it up. I'll do a makeup day and I'll take her and we'll go do something fun. And
this whole thing made me like self-loathe. You know, in like in a weird way, I was just like, man, nothing I was offering was good enough.
Right.
And I just felt like a like a non-successful person, you know what I mean? Like, no matter what I have going on with the band or whatever, I'm still like a loser. And so I've just come to the point now where I think my mom and her later wants to be wined and dined. So right. That's it. I'm taking her from now on. I'm setting aside whether it's her birthday, whether it's whatever. This lady wants to go to a place that has live music and wants some drinks, mm-hmm. whatever. So start saving. And I'm right. gonna have to do that.
Dude, I'm in the same boat as you. I am definitely the black sheep. I mean, I can't compete with my brother. My brother made millions of dollars. So, right. you know, I sure ain't competing with that. And plus, you know, I'm the long haired guy. I'm the right. fuck you guy. I'm the, you sure. know, I am me. She knows what I am. It's not like it's a secret. So, yeah, I am definitely the black sheep. But needless to say, this car thing, and somebody asked, Jackal asked me in the chat room, I had originally, up till Friday, I had thought that I was going to get with you and we were going to pre-record the show Saturday or Sunday.
Okay.
Because I was supposed to be tonight out at a show with my friends in Red Rain, that band, the band Red Rain.
Sure.
They're playing Stanley's down. Band. Yeah. They're playing down the road here, 30 minutes or 40 minutes or something. And I was going to go see them because I haven't seen them in, I think, 10 years, man. It's been like 10 years since the last time I saw them play. So I was going to go. So, again, my car was turned in last Monday. I still don't have it today. But it was turned in last Monday with the thought that I would get it by this Monday.
Mm.
And then I'd be able to go to the show. Well, they called me Friday and said, well, it's probably going to be at least Monday afternoon before we're done.
Yeah.
And I was like, son of a bitch, you know, and then sure enough, it turned into tomorrow. So I didn't have a vehicle. So yet again, I get to miss something else. It's not been a good weekend for me as far as getting to places I should be.
So were they doing like a transmission? Like, did you get a rebuilt one?
No, situation? Dude. You cannot, the kind of, I have a Nissan Altima.
Okay.
It has, and I know shit about cars, so if, mm-hmm. if I'm speaking out of turn, anybody can say I am, and that's fine, but I'm speaking out of turn from what I'm being told. They have something called a CVT transmission.
Right, I have that in my car.
Yeah, well, I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's computerized or what. It's some kind of something that's, whatever it is, there's not a dealer or a mechanic in this area that will put in a used one. Hmm. They just won't do it. Okay. I called, no lie, 30 different car places asking them if I could buy, because I found them online for like $1,500.
Right.
Couldn't find anybody to put it in. Hmm. So I had to buy a new one and get it, you know, had to get an OEM, which, what does that mean? I don't know. Does that mean
original new? Manufacturer?
Yeah.
Something.
Whatever that is, that's what I had to get. And I bought that, and they're still dicking around with it here 8 days later.
Wow. So. How much more was it for a new one, OEM one?
An OEM, to buy it was $1,500, the used one.
The used one. But would you had to get a new one, right?
To probably to buy it and put it in would have cost me about $3,500.
Okay.
And this cost me $55. Okay. Plus, then I had to get a bearing or something. Again, I know dick about cars.
Right.
Something about the front bearing wheel, something.
Right.
That was $400 more for that. I'm just like, son of a bitch. $6,000 later. Oh, I'm just... I've been hemorrhaging coin.
Yeah, that's.
I'm bleeding money, but whatever, you know, dude. As I, my daughter was over here earlier. She needed to borrow money from me, you know, because I have so much to give around that I could just throw it out like this.
Yeah.
When she hits me up, she's like $400. She's like, I don't want to borrow it if you can't afford it. And it's like for a medical thing, so it's like, just take it. You know, right. It's like, there'll be more money. Who gives a fuck? You know, I'm not driven like that. I don't, and it's probably why I'll never have money because I really don't care about it. It's just like, whatever. I'll just make more tomorrow. Yeah. You know, and that's how I roll is, you know, if I don't have it today, I'll just keep working. There's bound to be money at the end of the rainbow somewhere.
Right.
So, but yeah, needless to say, I was a total shit of a son for Mother's Day.
When's her birthday?
Not till March, but I'll do something way before then. Me and her, I think we're going to go see the Rolling Stones in August anyway. Uh-oh. So we'll go and do that. And,
that sounds super awesome.
You know, and I'll take her to a nice dinner or something before that, you know, before dinner in the Stones, man.
Oh, my mom would lose her mind for something like that.
That should be fun. So, and if it isn't that, it's something else, you know, me and my mom, we get along and, you know, we get together anyway, you know, even if it's just because it's Wednesday or something, you know, she'll hit me up or I'll hit her up and we'll just be like, hey, you want to get some dinner? All right. Meet me over here. So
my sister's kids, took up most of my mom's time as a grandma, you know, when they were born, I was like in the beginning of my time in the Piercy band. They were born in like 2003. I'd been in the band for a couple of years, were touring a lot back then. They focused on them for like, now they're in college in a way and they're kind of coming back like, oh, we remember you.
Right.
You know, it's sad when the kids go off and move on and whatever, but you know, our family only has so many years left, you know, and it's like, you know, I got to definitely see my family more now. I'm starting to feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
You got to make the time and make it count,
dude. And if you don't, you regret it. I haven't really talked about this a whole lot on any of the shows. I mean, I've talked about a little bit on CMS, but not a bunch. But I had a huge falling out with my family for 12 years. I didn't speak a word to anybody, like none of them. And I made nice when I got divorced. I decided that was the time I needed to squash this. And when I did that, my dad died like 6 months later, literally. Like we made nice in September and he died in March. So, you know, that was the time that I had after 12 years of not seeing him. And it's like, I ain't gonna lie and say I'm not there. There's not a week that goes by I don't think about, man, I wish the old man was here. I wish I could share this with him. Or because he would have loved some of the stuff. He would have loved some of the books. He would have loved Pinball PA. You know, he would have loved to seen that. And, you know, and just to see me not being a shitbag like I was the majority of my youth, you know, where I was, you know, it's a funny truth. This is such a dumb story, but I'll tell it real quick. It's in my book. It's in my Call Me Chris book. So my brother wrote one chapter in the Call Me Chris book. And it's about how he found out that I had been blown up. And there's just one line in his little chapter. And it says, I was at home and it was early in the morning and I got a call and it was from the city police. And being honest, I wasn't that surprised that the city police were calling for something with Chris. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, you know, I just remember when I first read it, I was like, damn, what a shitbag I was back then. that even when I get hurt really badly, you know, the first thought is, oh, he's in jail for something.
All right, what do you do now?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I'm going to echo your sentiment, though, man. If you've still got parents or sisters, brothers, whatever, take advantage of it, man, because it's weird because I was such a hateful prick, and I was like, I don't give a fuck if I ever see him again. And now birthdays and Christmas and Easter and all that shit comes, and it's like just a quick reminder, dude, you wasted a lot of years, you know, being...
Did he live in the same state or?
Yeah. Yeah. They lived, dude, at one point when our whole war started, they lived in the next house. They lived right there, literally right there. Wow. And I was so fucking brutal about how vicious I was that they sold their house and moved.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just like, don't fucking look at my kids or I will fucking shoot you.
No.
I was total dick. I mean, I was mad, and I won't get into why. That's right. A lot of real personal stuff.
Right,
but,
right.
But I was mad enough to where I was ready to cave somebody's fucking skull in. And they knew it, and they knew it wasn't going to change. And I was just like, they moved. They moved to another, to the next town over. Damn. But I knew where, I mean, I knew where they were. They knew where I was, and neither one of us, they just knew there was no sense in trying to fix it. And
yeah,
you know, and I, every time anybody could possibly think that it might be simmering down, I would say something on WMMS about how much I hated my fucking parents, or,
oh no,
or I put out a CD when I had my music magazine, The Best of Music's Bottom Line. It was a CD, and right in the credits, you know, you have all the thank yous, and the last credit is, and a big fuck you to my family. I hope you fucking die. You know, like right in the credits of the CD. I mean,
oh my God, Chris,
just in case they actually bought the CD, I wanted to remind them that I hadn't forgotten. And I mean, I was brutal with it, man. I mean, I was very, very brutal with it for a good long time. And I'm glad I fixed it. Thank God. I'm glad that they fixed it too. I mean, it was,
right.
Took a long time. It took my dad, truthfully, it took my dad passing for us to get through it, because then I had to, you know, I had to change direction. It was like, how much can I fix? And
sure.
How much do I want to hold on to was really what it got into. And I was like, yeah, I think it's time to be over it. And I'm glad me and my mom are really good again. You know, that's really cool. And we talk every week, and I talk to my brother probably once a month-ish, you know, and I talk to his kids, which is, I was missing his kids like crazy, you know, so I'm glad that I'm back in their lives and stuff. So
yeah,
it all works out in the end, but man, oh man, 12 fucking years of nothing.
I've never had that. I mean, I would see my family most holidays. They would be a get together. And then maybe a few times outside of that, I'd go visit my mom. I mean, we're all pretty much live within 20, 30 minutes of each other. My dad, in like when the market crashed in like 2008, he pulled out and, took off to New Hampshire, so it makes it more challenging. Like, he's like a outdoorsman, you know, he's hunting and fishing and has a generator half the year, you know. And I mean, we are connected now through like Instagram and stuff, and I see that he likes my photos, which is cool, because I like to him to see that I did actually find some success playing, you know, the rock.
Would he come out to a show, or has he come out to a show, like when you're up there,
you know? The last time we were in New Hampshire, he was getting some cancer treatments somewhere, and he couldn't make that. But maybe at some point, I don't know if my folks would go to like a Stephen Piercy concert. I don't know if that would.
Yeah, maybe you could meet him like even before it for dinner or something.
I think he lives out in the boonies, man.
Oh, way, way out.
Seriously. Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't think we're going to be playing like anywhere near that wouldn't be like 3 or 4 hours drive for him.
Right.
You know, it's interesting. You know, I'm happy for him. You know, he chose to, you know, live his life. You know what I mean? And so we just don't talk that much. It's no hard feelings over it or anything.
Right.
It's sadder, like, you know, with Susan's family, like her kid's dad passed away suddenly a couple years back from a spleen injury that he didn't realize was a bad. And now he'll never talk to his dad again. You know what I mean? And that's like even worse in a way. To deal with being so young. He's only 21 and doesn't, you know, have his dad anymore. That sucks. At least, you know, I know my dad's still okay and around, you know?
Right.
And I did get to spend, you know, the first 20 years with him. But my mom, my sister here will continue to do that. I'm going to do nicer things for her. It's time, I guess, to start taking her out, and I will. And that's the best you can do.
There you go. Well, very cool, man. Well, I'll tell you what, let's do this. Since we're already in a somber mood, we'll take a little break, and then we'll come back and we'll stay in a somber mood so that we can talk about if you actually own pictures of you or not. How's that?
Right. That sounds good.
So hang tight. It is Chris Aiken Presents, and we will be back in just a minute.
The true hub for Chris Aiken Presents is their website, www.chrisaiken.net. You can watch all live episodes of the show live participate in the chat as well. You can get past shows in both audio and video on demand formats. Join Eric Ferrantinos' VIP Facebook group right from our page. Bookmark it today. www.chrisakin.net. That's chrisakin.net.
It's the limited edition six-pick set from Eric Ferrantinos. Get your autograph set today at ericpicks.cmspn.com. $25 includes first-class shipping.
You see all the commercials for online gambling, but you're afraid to try them because you just don't want to lose, right? Well, play with the house's money. Right now, sign up with FanDuel at FanDuel.cnspn.com and get $15 of free bets just for using our link. Sign up today at FanDuel.cnspn.com and get $15 worth of bets on FanDuel. Be responsible and play today. FanDuel.